The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I admit it. I have a little bit of anxiety when, like, in the rare time that someone super famous calls in. I think I just have, like, an inferiority thing that... All right, sure. I'll call in. You know, like somebody. Right. I just don't feel like personally, like I'm necessarily worth their time. So, I get that sort of nervousness about it. Is it going to happen? Boss says it's going to happen. Now it has to happen because I don't want to be embarrassed. Like he doesn't call in, calls in early, and maybe everybody gets like the Gronk treatment.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just no big time in his voice or anything.
He's been around. Like, I mean, he's done, we didn't get to it. We only had the 10 minutes there. I mean, he's done like a little bit of everything, like since he stopped playing. I mean, more than just the average guy that makes the rounds of the pregame shows and the studios and all the stuff. I mean, he competed on The Masked Singer. He hosted kids' award show. He's just done a lot of stuff. And I feel like that just gets you ready to be able to play nice with almost anybody. But I know what you mean. Like, you know, a guy like that is, you know, I'm sure called into the Jim Rome show. And, you know, here we are.
Just or bigger.
Little old us. Right, or bigger. Right. Anyway. But, yeah, I enjoyed that conversation. But I know what you mean. Like, I sort of just... Yeah, is this going to come off okay? Are we going to sound like chumps? Like, what, how's it going
to
go?
You, and to an extent me, and many Bills fans had a stretch there where, you know, it got the Trey White play. Like, it was sort of, what is that all about? But, you know, time passes, and he's very convincing about his affection for, you know, home and family and all this.
There was, there was consideration to bringing that up when he said, when I got to New England, I was in New England, I hated the Bills. Like, yeah. Oh, is that why you elbowed Trey White in the face? But it's, I don't know. It didn't seem like the time for really to drag that out. Maybe if we were sitting in person and he could have, you know, gotten mad at me in person. If it would have made him mad in the first place. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe he would have just, you know, played it off like, you know, yeah.
Maybe it was his one regret.
Yeah, maybe. But we'll never know now because I didn't have the
balls. We'll try to get him on again tomorrow.
We got a number now. I don't know.
We got a number.
I don't know where that phone will ring. Whose phone that was?
Yeah,
it's his own phone. But we got a number.
Would love to hear from fans on Bills Chiefs. How it sounds like I was the same way yesterday, just sort of like stuck to ask how big a game is it? Like it's almost like a in a certain way a ridiculous question. What do you mean, how big a game is it? Well, how big a game is Atlanta-Denver on Sunday? How big a game is Colts-Jets? It's huge. It's great. It's great. My attitude about it is, I'm just going to enjoy the week. And win or lose, the point from the whole season holds, which is, it's still not really determinative about this year. Like, it's a step. And it could be an important step in seeding, you know, and who plays whom in the playoffs and where and all of that. I mean, that's the biggest thing. But it's also, like, we've been through it. The Bills have beaten them 3 years in a row on the road every time. And who cares, right? So I don't want to take too much off of the game because of that. But we all know that. We all know that it's the playoffs, and the teams know it. The players know it. But it still shouldn't take too much off of Sunday, which is, I mean, let's just hope it's great, because this is like the game of the year, maybe, in the NFL, regular season. Not the most important, necessarily, once we get to the end. But, you know, everybody would look forward to this game, I think. Any football fan anywhere.
I think that's right. Yeah, I mean, they all aren't, like, you know, fans around the country aren't going to be as tuned into the Bills have beaten them 3 years in a row in the regular season. They probably know they can't beat them in the playoffs, or have not beaten them in the playoffs. I shouldn't say can't, because I don't believe they can't, but they just have not done it yet. So yeah, I mean, it's the two guys you could certainly argue are the best two quarterbacks in the league. Lamar Jackson would like a word. Okay, fine. But it's legitimate to say that, at least. And, you know, that in and of itself makes it, even if they're both, you know, 6-4, I think it would still have that going for it. But the fact that the Chiefs are unbeaten so far, I think does add to it. From outside of Buffalo, like, for me, I've been saying for weeks here, get me, just somebody tag them with a loss. They're begging to get beat. Just somebody get them. And if I can take care of my business, I'll have a chance to pass them when they come here this weekend. And now that's off the table. And that takes a lot out of it for me. But I think people who aren't as invested in that part of it, and maybe even there's Bills fans that aren't that invested in that part of it. Maybe there's Bills fans who've been looking at the schedule all along while I've been talking about catching them, passing them, getting the one, going, you got the Lions, you got the Niners, you get, just, no, this is not going to happen. And then they haven't lost yet.
That's kind of it, though.
Right.
As it appears now.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I've been adding the Rams to that the last few weeks, but, you know, I don't know, that doesn't feel as intimidating as it did before last night, I got to admit.
We could compare the schedules. You lose, forget it.
The one, yeah. No, of course. Yeah, that's why I think, you know, we talked a little bit about this in the first hour of the show today. You can sort of strong-arm me into accepting that it's not that bad a thing if the Bills don't get this game. Just sort of, you're in great shape in the division. You're still in very good shape for a high seed, but you also won't have the pressure to keep going. And if it falls right, you know, if you win enough games soon enough, maybe you can make your own little bye at the end. And that could be, you know, not as useful as skipping a playoff game against a playoff team, obviously. But still, you could get some benefit to resting. But the chance to pass them was just so close, and I wanted it so badly that I'm having a hard time feeling like this game is all that without it. Because the Bills are so, you know, last year when they went to Kansas City, like, they were on fumes. It felt like, oh my God, we're like in a team in crisis.
They needed to win.
Yeah. And they got it. And that was awesome. Yeah. You're going to have a hard time convincing me that they need to win this game.
Yeah. Let's go to Jeff here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, we're playing Kansas City twice a year. We always lose in the playoffs and win the regular season. This year, we got to flip the script. I hope we lose on Sunday, because we got to play them twice. If we're going to play them twice, what game would we rather win? The playoff game. So I'm thinking we lose a regular season game, and then we win the playoff game, the one that counts.
So let's get all the way there, Jeff. This Sunday, you're watching, I don't know, maybe you'll even go, and the Bills lose to Kansas City, you're going to be happy?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay.
Do you really believe it? You hesitated there. I'm not trying to turn this into an interrogation, but I'm really interested in this because I didn't say it just now, but earlier today I said like that sentiment is going to be out there amongst Bills fans.
Only when they lose, if they lose, right? I mean, here's Jeff saying now, but
right.
I think if they lose, we'll walk out of the stadium and be like, okay.
Yeah,
you know,
whatever.
That sucked, but okay.
Go get him in January.
Yeah,
right.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. I don't know if I believe it. If you knew they were going to play again, of course everybody would say the same thing. If you knew they were going to win one of the two games, but it is important. You were saying it a few minutes ago, and everybody should realize it. Just like what it's worth to win.
Yeah,
because of the standings.
Right.
You're not in as comfortable a position as the Chiefs would be, of course, but you might be the favorite because of the bye week and the tiebreaker. You might, maybe, especially if it's decisive. I mean, the Chiefs, what's the story of the season for Kansas City? How come they don't look good?
They just keep getting away with it.
Yeah, like they just don't really look that great. If they hadn't won recent Super Bowls, they would be talked about like these Steeler teams that have great records, or Minnesota a couple of years ago, or like nobody's buying it.
I've seen a lot of reference to the Steelers, like Roethlisberger's, is it his last year? They're 10-0. I think it's the 20 season. That they go deep into the season undefeated, and we're all like, they're not that good. He's shot. It's not a team that's to be taken seriously. And they really wilted down the stretch.
Yeah.
And the problem I have with that comparison is that the quarterback was on his last legs. And Mahomes is still smack dab in the middle of his prime. I don't know how long it's going to last, but he's not.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not at the end. And I don't even feel like he's near the end.
Well, there are always differences, but that Steeler team, this came up the other day. We were talking about them last week because Washington beat them. They were 11-0, and they lost. It was COVID. They lost a 5 o'clock Monday afternoon game to Washington after winning a Wednesday afternoon game against Baltimore.
Totally normal.
And then they came here on the Sunday night, lost. Then they went to Cincinnati on a Monday night, lost. I mean, they were putting points up. I remember it the same way when it came to Roethlisberger. But it doesn't matter. The Chiefs' history is real. And so whatever, if you want to say, what if they hadn't won? They have.
Right.
I mean, they've been to four of the last five Super Bowls. Only our last guest has beaten them in one of those. Anyway, what? it's important.
Yeah.
In terms of the standings, we're talking mostly about the psychology. But in terms of the standings, if the Bills beat Kansas City to go to 9-2, and they look like the better team, which you would expect them to do if they win, bye week, rested for San Francisco at home, they'll be favored, I would think, if that happens. And then the Rams and then the Lions, Patriots, Jets, Patriots, that can be 14-3. And then Kansas City, it could even be 15-2, right?
Right.
But that's the best it could be. But that could be 14-3, and then you need still two more losses from the Chiefs.
Yeah, if I end up with one more loss, they haven't lost yet. So I tag them once, and then they got to drop a couple for me to get them. The other piece, though, here is like, that sort of pushes back against, well, KC, you know, if they beat you and you can let go of the one and just sort of put your head down and take care of your business, then maybe you can rest or whatever. Okay, you win this game, and you still have a look at the one. You can just keep going until it's apparent you can't catch them. And maybe by then you're in good enough shape that the one and the two are kind of look pretty locked in, or if not actually locked in. And at that point, you can also sit down. Like if you're not going to get the two, or excuse me, not going to get the one, and you know the traffic behind you is comfortably behind you because you have this great record and everybody else has, you know, three or four losses or whatever they'll have, hopefully by then, I'm assuming, you know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh drop another game here, then you might be able to get your own little bye anyway, even if you're not going to get the one. You just, you know, just play it that way. I'm asking for a lot. I mean, you know, to have things like that clinched. I mean, it's one thing to be thinking about the division with a 5-game lead right now and feel like, okay, I mean, it would take a colossal collapse. And these other teams that just don't look capable of doing it, running the table, I mean, good luck to you if you think you're catching the Bills. To have comfortably, I mean, when is the seeding that sewn up? Sure, teams have the one sewn up. The Bills have had to slug it out every year to get the two. Every year they've had the two, they've had to lean into it to get there. Maybe this is a year, if you can get the Chiefs on Sunday, where you have a little bit of wiggle room at the end of December here. And again, even though you can't get the one, you still have a look at comfortably being the two to the extent that you can rest. I mean, that would be, you know, not as palatable as being the one, obviously, but it's...
Well, if you keep racing with Kansas City, then you also force them into that,
right?
That possible, you know, choice. They end the season at Pittsburgh, at Denver. That's not cake, right? So they'd like to be able to relax and skip the game in Denver. You know, if not another one, it could be like one of these Colts teams that got way ahead. If they win here, only if they win here,
right?
But you'd like to be able to put that pressure on them. Rob is next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys, what's going on, Bulldog? What's up, Mike? Listen, I'm listening to you guys, and, you know, Jeremy Joe yesterday, one of the things was, there was a guy that came on from Oneana, and he was like, this game doesn't matter this Sunday. And I called right up. I was like, every game matters, especially this one. And the way I'm thinking about this Sunday is, if we win, it will set us in motion to propel us for the next three games. It'll help set that as far as we're capable of doing what we can do. But at the same time, if we lose Sunday, I'm kind of like, how is it going to look for the next three games? I mean, San Fran, LA, and Detroit. And it's like, now if we lose all four of those games, now what is it going to look like?
Well, I don't see why it really matters, like, to those games, what happens Sunday, unless there's, like, an injury or something, but...
I understand. It's just, like, that's my thinking. It's like, well, how does that change everything?
Well,
the other team that might have some momentum. That's the word I was looking for.
How do we know...
I want the Bills to win. I'm a diehard Bills fan.
I assumed. You know? How do we know how the NFL works, though?
Absolutely.
I
100% agree with you guys all the time, but I was just saying in my head right now, it's like for Sunday, this is an important game.
Of course it is. It just doesn't determine whether you were going to like them in Detroit necessarily, you know, in a month.
Right. It'll make you feel like, oh, they beat a great team or a team with a great record, however you want to view the Chiefs this year. I think probably both things are true. Even though they haven't looked great, they're still a great team. They've got a great record. They've won the last two Super Bowls. I mean, what else needs to be said? So you feel like, oh, I beat them. It gives me, you know, I have a superpower now. I'm invincible. I can go beat Detroit. I mean, sure. It's meaningless. I don't think it means anything. to how you're going to play in those games afterward.
All that we're talking about is to a maybe small extent in terms of the differences, how hard you're going to go in those in those games, how hard you'd go all the way to the end. But no, I mean, everybody who plays in the league, everybody who covers the league, everybody says the same thing. It's week to week. And every year there are, how did you lose to New England last year but win in Kansas City? I mean, that's just like every season. And that's the Kelly teams. The Kelly teams always had a bad loss in the season, but they won. They beat good teams. They NFC, like, it's just how it is. So, yeah, I wouldn't think of it like that. But in terms of the standings, yes, it does mean a lot. It does mean a lot. And the feelings. James is next. Hi, James.
Hi there. I know the standings mean a lot, but we also have to look at who's available next week. We're not going to have Keon Coleman. It looks like we may not have Amari Cooper. Matt Milano's still on his way back. So I think it might just come down to how we win or lose the game. If we get blown out, eesh, that's not great. If we can keep it close but, you know, lose a squeaker, you know, maybe that gives us a better sense of, you know, at least we were in it, and hopefully the next time we meet up we'll be nice and healthy and we'll have all our weapons there. You know, not suggesting that will mean a lot, especially in standings, but is that something?
I think a close loss, like you mentioned, would just drive everybody insane, because that's all Kansas City is doing this year is winning close games.
Right.
And we're, you know, I heard the morning guys talking about this today. Is it enough? Joe was asking. I wanted to be there to answer his question. Joe was asking or saying how Kansas City's season has made him question everything they've ever said about the close game stuff. What did we always say when the Bills were losing close games? That will turn around. And it did. Good teams especially. But Kansas City has Sneaky Joe in a state of mind where, like, they're impervious to that. And I'm here to say they are not. No one is. It might feel like it, and it's, I don't think they've beaten the game. I just think they're kind of a luck box. And in blocking field goals, should you ever have a 35-yard field goal blocked as a kicker, even? I know what the play looked like, but even as a kicker, just pop it up there. Easy for me to say. I don't know. I don't feel at all like the Chiefs have sort of beaten the game when it comes to winning all the close ones. It's easier when your quarterback and even head coach are great. Like, they've got that. They should win more close games than the Broncos or most teams. But I'm not giving up on the idea that they could lose their next four. That's a lot, isn't it? What if they lost their next four? Are they going to be the 85 or was it the 86 Jets? Who started 10-1 and then lost five?
I don't remember which.
Paul McGuire.
Don't remember.
One of the greatest.
Oh, right.
One of the greatest.
I don't know the year, but I know the story.
Prediction moments ever. They were 10-1. They had a studio audience in New York City, NFL Live. Paul McGuire was on the pregame show, and he said after the pregame show for Week 12, he said the Jets 10-1. The Jets will not win another game, and he was right. 0-5.
Pretty
he was
good,
right.
Pretty good call.
And then they had the wild card against Kansas City, and he predicted the Jets to win, and he was right again.
Speaking of the greater Buffalo sports,
legendary stuff. Yeah, legendary stuff. 803-0550. Thanks for your call. It's fun to start thinking about possible outcomes and what it'll feel like. Are we rationalizing losses already? Are we even wanting them? Like the first caller here, Jeff, he doubled down. He's like, yeah, I hope they lose because they'll win in January then. Okay. Lines are open. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Ross Tucker at 5. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.